Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, here again, Philippians 3, 13 and 14. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Now, each spring, as other sports wind down, the oldest of sports is renewed, track. This is the image that the Apostle Paul used to illustrate his quest for the Christ-like life. He used one of the most common coaching techniques as well. One of the most common phrases in all of sports. Keep your eye on the goal, rim, ball, finish line. Sure, team sports still draw the crowds, but the striving and attaining of individuals draws something out of the spectators. Enthusiasm, admiration, patriotism, and inspiration. This is especially true for Olympic competitors. Now, some may remember the Academy Award Best Picture of 1982 went to the film Chariots of Fire. It had more going for it than the votes of the Academy. It had more going for it than a great musical score. It had more going for it than the love and popularity of the Olympic Games. It was a true account of a man who, like the Apostle Paul, ran toward the Christ-like life. The movie chronicled the events that led to Eric Liddell's refusal to run on a Sunday in the 1924 Olympic Games. And then his subsequent victory in the 400 meters. For Liddell, Sunday was the Lord's Day, a day on which to honor God. It was not a day to run, even in the Olympics. The entire little story is more fascinating and inspiring than Hollywood managed to communicate. The biography of Eric Liddell, the Flying Scotsman, tells the deeper tale of both the author's admiration and astonishment and her subject's dedication. The author admits that she approached her subject with a too-good-to-be-true attitude. She approached wearily, looking for the pair of clay feet to be revealed. She thought maybe such a strong-minded man would have a streak of spiritual pride, a holier-than-thou attitude. But her interviews with those who knew him revealed consistently that he really was that good. Many called him Christ-like. Eric Liddell gave up running to become a missionary to China. A brain tumor claimed him at the age of 43. Friends who lived with him in China remembered that he seemed to get a strength and an air of quiet serenity from his early morning sessions of prayer, meditation, and Bible study. And on the day that he died in 1945, perhaps the best commentary of his life was provided in a private journal from one of Liddell's companions. He wasn't a great leader or an inspired thinker, but he knew what he ought to do, and he did it. Liddell lived his life as he ran the 400 with his eye on the finish line. In the epistle lesson, St. Paul reminds us that righteousness does not come to the Christian by obeying the law. It is the gift of God through faith in Christ. Neither guilt over the past nor worry about the future produces the Christ-like life in the present. Worry never robs tomorrow of its sorrows. It only saps today of its strength. Nobody is perfect in this life. Not the Apostle Paul, not Eric Little, not you, not me. But in faith, the perfect righteousness of Christ is already ours. Christ has set us free to run through life without the need to look over our shoulder, without judgment against anyone who runs alongside, without jealousy for those who are out in front, with our eye on the goal. So watch where you're going. Parents say it to their children. Disgruntled people in line say it to those who bumped into them. And coaches say it. And St. Paul says it to us. So where are you going? The Christ-like life is complex. And it has all the corresponding distractions. So we want our words to reflect Christ. But profanity is as common as air pollution. We want our minds to be filled with Christ. But contemporary TV, books, and movies present lifestyles that stack sin upon sin with no remorse or counter opinion. We want our eyes to look heavenward, but the crowds distract us and we focus on greed, pride, envy, lust, and laziness. We want our hearts to be filled with Christ, but our coronary arteries are clogged with apathy and indifference. We want our actions to be loving, but our selfishness gets in the way. When we look at the Apostle Paul, where was his focus? What did we see from his life, his deeds, his writings? As a Pharisee's Pharisee, St. Paul knew the scriptures. Eric Little started each day with Bible study and prayer. And through our study of the scriptures, the Holy Spirit will empower us and run alongside us. You know, for this kind of running, the Word of God is much better than the Wheaties. As much or more than anyone, the Apostle Paul focused on telling the good news about Jesus to the entire world. He proclaimed the gospel to large audiences and to individuals. He was all things to all people, that he might save some. Focus on one group or one person, and let nothing distract you from telling the good news about Jesus. Now think about this fact. Only in Jesus and the dictionary do you find success before work. Count on Jesus to run alongside. He once ran ahead through death and the resurrection. And on your run, tell the good news about Jesus to everyone you see, everywhere you go, and keep your eye on the goal. Amen. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen.